Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, I got my NFL, I want to say, team legend video. It's a video that touches my heart 100%. It's about the 1966 Tennessee State Tigers football team. In my opinion, the greatest football team I ever seen up close and personal. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's coming from the heart and soul when I talk about the Tennessee State Tigers. Well, 1966 was a special year in my heart. I was in the first grade at Longview Elementary in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, the 901. And it was a time of my life that I didn't know really what direction I wanted to go as a kid. But I know that one thing I had for sure, I had some loving parents that guided me right. And to this day, they're still living. Inez and Chester Turner. My mother's 82 years old. My father's 84 years old. So I grew up in a very loving household. I was the only boy. I had three lovely sisters at the time, Bridget, Rhonda, Stephanie. But I was a guy, kid rather. I know one thing I loved was football. And that was something that my father and my mother realized at an early age. And 66 was so special because it was a major change that happened in the sports world for African Americans. But I'm going to start what happened that March. At the time, I was a big-time college basketball fan. And I was following that story down there in El Paso, Texas. UTEP became the first school. They upset the Kentucky Wildcats. They had the great stars and Pat Riley. You know how his career went. Now a retired GM with the Miami Heat and Louis Dampier. And coached by the great Adolph Ruff. And I took the love for that Texas El Paso team because they became the first team with an all-starting black starting five African-American, how you want to characterize it, to win the national championship. And that spring in March, when Texas El Paso upset Kentucky up there in the Maryland Fieldhouse, up there in College Park, Maryland, a sense of pride went over me like, wow. Thank you, Willie Cager. Thank you, Bobby Joe Hill. Thank you, Willie Wormsley. Thank you, Neil Shedd. Thank you, David Latton. And David Latton dunking on Pat Riley. My life was already sky high when it came to sports. And I was just saying, man, what more could be in store for me as a kid during that time. Remember, I'm 60 years old. Well, my dad was a big-time Tennessee State fan, football, and they had something special going up there in Nashville, the 615. John Meredith had his thing going on in Hale Stadium. And the reason that me being from Memphis, Tennessee, and why there was so much alumni that was going to see Tennessee State games at the time up there in Nashville, because at the time, the greatest football player that played at Tennessee State was Jesse Wilburn. And he was from Memphis, Tennessee, by way of Orange Mound, Melrose High School. And Mr. Wilburn still goes down that lore as the greatest football player that ever laced him up. And he had two sons, Kevin, who I went to junior high with at Sherwood Junior High, and another son, Barry, who ended up becoming the Super Bowl champion in 1988 with the Washington Redskins as a starting corner by way of Ole Miss. So there was already a lore there for Tennessee State. And then 1966, you had the battle in college football. You had three teams that everybody said was above everybody else. Let's start with Roll Tide. Quarterback by the Snake, Kenny Stabler, out of Redneck Riviera, Foley, Alabama. Then they had the receiver out of Pell, Mississippi, by the name of Ray Perkins. Then they had an outstanding offensive lineman by the name of Jerry Duncan. And then they had a great running back, wide receiver, in Dennis Holman. Then look at the Notre Dame team at the time coming out of South Bend. They had the great Allen Page, who ended up becoming the judge. They had the Jim Lynch, the great linebacker, and become a Super Bowl champion with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they had Terry Hanratty, who went on and became a backup to Ted Bradshaw with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then they had the great Vietnam veteran and Rocky Blyer.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
And then Michigan State. In 1966, everybody would consider them the greatest team that ever laced them up. Well, there was not a lot of argument there, because you had Bubba Smith, who went first overall in 1967 NFL draft. Then you had Jimmy Redd at the quarterback position. You had Clint Jones. You had Gene Washington. You had George Webster. So throughout the course of the college season, those three teams were vying for to be number one. Well, Notre Dame and Michigan State met in November. I believe November the 10th, the game of the century. And that game ended up in a tie. And Ara Parseghian of Notre Dame took a lot of flack for that. Well, the following week, if you remember, Notre Dame ended up beating USC 51-0. And they didn't play in a bowl game because that was against Notre Dame's tradition. Ended up being voted the national champions. Well, Alabama went on and became undefeated. Went undefeated in the tough SEC back in 1966. And then they went and beat a Nebraska team that was integrated. Because, see, Alabama was strictly an all-white team. It beat Nebraska handily in the Sugar Bowl, 34-7. And there was a lot of people upset in Tuscaloosa. And there was a lot of rumors saying it was a political thing, whereas we know the unrest in Alabama in the early 60s. Bull Connor, I don't have to go there, George Wallace. But see, the state of Alabama, football was a king, and they thought they was the kings of college football. Well, make a long story short, Notre Dame was voted number one. Michigan State ended up coming number two, and Alabama number three. But I would tell you, I went to see Tennessee State play on the Hill that year. And when you look at that football team, that team was dominant. Now, a lot of people, including you, Joey T, my good friend, University of Georgia fan, you said the level of competition wasn't the same back in 1966. But I different that. Because all I know that year is that that Tennessee State team beat North Carolina Central A&T 55-0. They beat Texas Southern 52-0. They beat Grambling that year. They beat Florida A&M 29-0. They beat Morris Brown 28-0. And they beat Kentucky State 83-0. But it was a show. Because to me, they had the best quarterback in the country out of Houston, Texas, by the name of Aldridge Dickey. They had one of the best defensive backs in the country in Al Coleman. They had another defensive back that ended up winning a Super Bowl ring. That was a true sophomore on that team by the name of Jimmy Marcellus. They had a defensive lineman that was out in the 901, who ended up having a great career at the Atlanta Falcons, still considered one of the greatest Falcons ever, and Claude Humphrey, Eugene Bolden, Frank McCray, Nolan Smith, Bill Tucker, Harold Rice, Lee Johnson, Harold Finley, Tommy Davis, King Dunlap Sr., Joe Cooper, Fletcher Smith, Leon Moore, Harry Carpenter, Bob Shannon, Willie Walker, and James Carter. From 1966 to 1968, 22 players drafted in the NFL. And 66 to 68. We're talking about what the University of Alabama, Georgia now. In this time in 2022 and all the players they sent into the NFL. That school right there was a pipeline to the NFL. And it was the greatest college team that I've seen play. As a six-year-old going up the 3500 John Meredith Street, going to Hale Stadium, it was like a party. It was like a show. It was like black people coming together, listening to them songs, Reach Out by the Four Tops, the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Me, You Can't Hurry Love, You Ain't Too Proud to Beg, the Temptations, and this old heart of mine's the Isley Brothers. And I was a six-year-old. I was just so thankful, so honored. And it's one of the greatest memories that I'm going to take it to my grave. As I would be 62 July 17th. I know we could talk about Michigan State. I know we could talk about Notre Dame. I know we could talk about Alabama. They still have it over there in the state. They say that's the missing ring that we didn't get in 66. But however, I would give up everything to see that Tennessee State team play any one of those three teams. I would have took all my cooking money, all my pennies, all my marbles, and I would have loved to see Tennessee State take any one of those teams in head-to-head competition. I wouldn't care if they played in a Kroger parking lot, on a grass field with no grass, rocks, or at the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs. I would have loved that because I've been following football for a long time. And one thing that I'm going to do on my platform, I'm going to give homage to all the schools that didn't get their love and all the players. And unfortunately, in the 60s, a lot of those players came from the HBCUs, the SWACs, the Tennessee States, the Gramblings, the Southern Universities, the Mississippi Valleys, Morgan State, Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, South Carolina State. That's when black football started for us, man. And that's where it started. And I will put anything that Tennessee State could steward toe-to-toe with any of those teams back then. And to make my point stable today, Super Bowl IV, the Kansas City Chiefs had 17 players. I hope that number is right. That was members of that Super Bowl IV team that dominated the heavily favored Minnesota Vikings with Joe Capp, Alan Page, Carl Eller, and Jim Marshall. And that Kansas City team had Buck Buchanan, Jimmy Marcellus, Jim Kearney, Otis Taylor, Robert Holmes, Gloucester Richardson, Willie Nair. I don't have to say no more. But this team here, Tennessee State, along with Texas El Paso and college basketball, they set the tone for where we at today. It's a great time to be alive, brother, to be able to talk about these great history lores. The Tennessee State Tigers of 1966, coached by John Meredith. They call it the Heel and the 615 in Nashville. And also special thanks to my aunt, Miss Jean Strada, because she was, I believe, at Tennessee State. And to my cousin, Melvin Parson Jr. He also attended Tennessee State, I believe, in 1968. And to my aunt, Miss Jean's kids, Kenneth, Anthony, Tracy, y'all became great human beings in life. Thank you, and I love you. So that being said, the Tennessee State Tigers. If you're a Tennessee State Tiger and you're out of the city of Nashville and you're out of the state of Tennessee, stand up and be proud. This is a special football team. If you like the video, please come in and share it. It's been an honor and a pleasure to talk about this great team in the year of 1966.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I've been your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. I couldn't make it happen this morning without you, man. And my final words about 1966, the great Tennessee State Tigers, is about that great band who had that song rocking, Reach Out. I'll be the lead singer, Levi Stubbs. Now, if you feel you can't go on because all your hope is gone and your life is filled with much confusion. But however, Tennessee State in 1966 came moving regardless. And in my heart, goes down as one of the greatest college football teams of all time. And also, the Final Four is this weekend. We're talking about Duke University. We're talking about Mike Krzyzewski. But however, pay homage to Texas El Paso when they won the first starting Black Five. Bobby Joe Hill, David Latin, Neil Shedd, Willie Cager. Thank you. Y'all be blessed. And my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, the greatest fraternity in the world, 1914, Howard University.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.